from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company to Junkies. Looking to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. We'll be joined by Scott Abraham from ABC 7 shortly. Somebody eating leftovers from yesterday?
I'm not.
No, I heated up some chicken sausage.
Chicken sausage.
Yeah. Got to do it. Get some protein in the morning.
Gotcha.
Got to hook it up.
All right. I do believe we've got Scott on the line from ABC 7. I saw him interviewing Emmanuel Forbes yesterday. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, Scott?
Good morning, fellas.
Hello, Scott.
So, Scotty, you're going to be a regular, right? You're going to be a reg on Friday.
We're going to try to do this every Friday, 9 a.m.
All right, so for our reg guests, we need a walk-up.
All right, okay.
Give me the week to think about it.
I got to cook something up good.
Cook something up, and then by next Friday, we'll play it. So you'll have your own walk-up. All right.
Cool. Looking forward to it, fellas.
So I mentioned your interview with Emmanuel Forbes. He seemed confident.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he knows he's going to be tested right out of the gate, okay? Mike Evans is a stud, and I have concern with these outside cornerbacks for Washington. Emmanuel Forbes, Benjamin St. Juice, whoever's going to be on that outside, that's been a concern, a question mark all offseason, and Emmanuel Forbes certainly did not have the rookie season that many expected he would be, being a first-round pick. But you know what? The coaching staff, Joe Witt Jr. and Dan Quinn, have been very complimentary on Emmanuel during training camp and the preseason games. And he's going to get another shot to kind of right the wrongs of his first year. And what better way to kind of a good test with Mike Evans?
Yeah, do you think it's going to be Forbes on Evans, or does Forbes draw Jalen McMillan, the other outside wideout? Because we know Chris Godwin's going to spend the majority of his time, it looks like, playing out of the slot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be depending on the situation and the down. And again, they're going to be interchangeable, and you don't know where Evans and the offense is going to line up. But he's going to, at times, he's going to be up against Mike Evans. And, you know, he's a big bodied receiver, and you know what happened with A.J. Brown of the Eagles and other big bodied receivers. So, again, we'll see how much of an improvement in the coaching of Joe Witt Jr. And, you know, he has that secondary background. He did his thing in Dallas with that with that Cowboy secondary. They were incredible. Let's see if Joe Witt Jr. and these DB coaches with Washington can kind of work with these guys and get them in better position.
You know, Scott, I think for people that may not know, like, I don't think of Scott Abraham as a homer by any stretch. Mm-hmm. I think he calls it like he sees it. Like, I'm a homer. Scott's not a homer. He doesn't care.
No.
I know
I'm
you
not.
Don't care. But what? Give me your realistic sort of, not the realistic, but your honest. I don't want realistic. I want your honest expectation for this team. I actually think they're going to be, they're coached markedly better They've got their quarterback for the next decade. They got to prove it. But I'm expecting a kind of a dramatic turnaround, like 7, 8, 9 wins. Like, if they win 6 games, that's a big disappointment. Be honest with you, if they win 7 games, it might be a big disappointment for me.
I have them at 7 wins, guys. They're going to miss the playoffs, but there's going to be a lot more excitement with this football team this year. And I look at Dan Quinn and the track record he has on defense. Everywhere he's gone, the defense has been phenomenal. He's laid his stamp. Atlanta, he had some tough years, but for the most part, Seattle, Dallas, Atlanta at certain times. I'm very confident that this coaching staff can coach this defense up to be a top 15, top 20 defense. They were bottom of the barrel last year. I think that's going to make a world of difference. Then you go on the offense. Is Jaden Daniels going to be that answer at the most important position in football, quarterback? All signs right now says he's on the right track. We're not going to get a true sense until things start going here on Sundays in the fall. But I think from a coaching aspect and the players they drafted and the player development, Adam Peters is GM, I think this team is going in the right direction. I use the word encouraged. I said that before on your program. I'm encouraged and kind of excited where this things go. I think it's about 7-win season for this team.
Scott, with the departure of Jahan Dotson in the trade to the Eagles, in your best guess, who fills the void most for that number 2 wideout spot between these three names? Noah Brown, Deami Brown, Luke McCaffrey.
But don't forget about Oz. I'm telling you, they like him.
They like Oz a lot, and Oz is that veteran presence. I'm going to go... I think Luke McCaffrey eventually is going to be a factor. He's going to be an impact, I don't think, right away. So by default, in a sense, I'm going to lean on the guy that probably has the most riding on all this season, and that's going to be Deami Brown, because this is basically his last shot in Washington. If he doesn't produce, if he doesn't make an impact, he's not going to be in Washington next season. He's shown some flashes. He's shown some glimpses over the last couple of years. Can he put that together in a consistent week-in and week-out basis? He has that quarterback now back there with a big arm. Deami can stretch the field. I'm going with Deami Brown as maybe that impact our wide receiver too, but with the caveat that I think at the end of the season, I think Luke McCaffrey is going to be one of those guys we're talking about. Like, he's going to be an impact player for this team.
You got any concerns with the offensive line this week?
I do, especially against the Todd Bowles defense.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles defense is always strong, always physical, always aggressive. But I think this Washington offensive game plan with Cliff Kingsbury is going to be very smart and calculated. I think they're going to run the football a lot, guys. I think they're going to really rely on Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler. I think they're going to go up-tempo. I think don't be surprised to see some no huddle. When they get a first down, don't huddle. Get right back up and let's get going. They don't want this Tampa Bay defense to get comfortable, and that allows them to tee off and get after Jaden Daniels. I think it's also important to stay ahead of the sticks. You don't want third and longs. You don't want second and longs. You want to make this as easy as possible for a rookie quarterback making his NFL debut. So I think Cliff Kingsbury and this offense are going to have a really good game plan and really rely on this running game.
Sticking with the offensive line for just a bit, what's the latest on Brandon Coleman? We know he was nursing a shoulder injury throughout camp and through the preseason. Is he going to be a go for Sunday? What's the latest on him?
Yeah, he's a full go. He's a full go. He's been at practice the last couple of days, full reps. And in my opinion, he's going to be that starting left tackle. Big spotlight, big opportunity for him. They drafted him for a reason, and we'll see what he got. He did his thing at TCU. It's another thing moving up a weight class in the NFL, but these Adam Peters and company, they see something in him. They like his wingspan. They like his athleticism. We'll see. Throw him right in the fire in week one.
Scott, early in the they basically show nothing in the preseason for the most part, most teams. But they did show a lot of, like, no huddle stuff, right? Quick stuff. Now, was that sort of a hint that they're going to really employ a lot of this, or is that just to get Jaden work in, like, two-minute situations?
I think this is the vision, the overall vision of what they want to do with this offense. They gave you a little taste. They wanted to kind of get those game reps a little bit for these first teamers during the preseason. I think this is what Cliff Kingsbury and what they want to attack. They don't want the defense to be able to get their signals in and kind of relax and tee off on Jaden. Once they get a first down, they're gonna expedite this. They're gonna move the football. They're gonna attack. They're gonna be the aggressor. And I think from a comfortability aspect with Jaden, they're gonna play to his strengths and what he wants. And they have that open line of communication with Cliff and Jaden. And I also like that Cliff is on the sideline. Like, he's not up in the box. He's gonna have that face to face communication contact with Jaden. And I think that's important with a rookie quarterback.
So, Jamin Davis was featured in the preseason because, they'd be honest, they were trying him out to see if he could handle this pass rushing role. He certainly hasn't mastered it, but he obviously showed enough that they want to work with him. Has that experiment sort of ended now and he's only going to play, you know, in emergency situations? Or is he going to find himself to be, if you had to guess, a part of some rotation?
I think he's going to be part of a rotation. And, you know, Joe Witt Jr. has said all along that, you know, this defense is going to have many pieces that, you know, they're going to throw at an offense. Everybody's going to get their opportunity to play and make an impact. And I talked to Jamin in the locker room yesterday, and he's as confident and focused as I've seen him. I think this new coaching staff and how he's been that sponge and taken to the coaching of, you know, reflecting and kind of focusing in on his new role. He's enjoying himself. It looks like he knows that he has an opportunity here with this new coaching staff and new regime to make a name for himself. And again, this is a prove it year for him as well, guys. Because if he doesn't do anything this year, he's probably not going to be back next year as well. So he's going to be a situational pass rusher. And that's another question mark with this team is, can they get to the quarterback? Montez Sweat, Chase Young, they're gone. Who's going to put pressure on the quarterback without having to send the house and blitz? Can they get that inside pressure up the middle with a Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, make the quarterbacks uncomfortable, make Baker Mayfield running for his life? If you can get pressure with four, that's a game changer. So those DNs, Jamin Davis, let's see what they can do.
Do any of those guys impress you on the outside? Armstrong, Farrell, Fowler?
You know, It's they're all big bodied. They're all jacked. I mean, I watched them do their drills, and they look great, you know. But how are they going to go up against those big old offensive linemen? They're kind of journeyman defensive ends for a reason, right? So, they all have kind of those markers of they had their struggles, but now they get a new opportunity and a fresh start. In Washington, I think a lot of these guys, the Dorrance Armstrongs, the Farrells, the Dexter Fowlers, they got something to prove. They want to prove they got still some stuff left in the tank. And they're going to be a key part to this because if you can get to the quarterback, it makes that secondary and those outside cornerbacks' life much easier.
Yeah, I just wonder. Fowler had a double-digit sack season in 2019 with the Rams, where he had 11.5. But since then, it's 3, 4.5, 6, 4. And you kind of do the same thing with Farrell and Armstrong. I guess the argument is, well, he didn't play that much. He was kind of a part-time player and put up the sacks.
But those guys were rotation guys.
Yes.
So as I go back, I mean, these are guys that have shown flashes, but they're not consistently those double-digit sack marks. They're not powerhouse defensive ends. They're here for a reason to kind of rejuvenate their career, try to show that they have a lot left in the tank. They're going to get their opportunities, and I trust in what the coaches, the defensive-minded coaches that this Washington team has now, that they know what they're doing, that they know what they have in these big bodies and the talents on the D-line, and they're going to use them to the best of their ability.
Talking to Scott Abraham, and you talk to the players and coaches all the time, any sense on whether Quinn will be a hat-backwards guy during the game, or is he actually going to flip it forward?
It's a big question.
No, I think he's going to be his style is backwards hat, and I think that's him. I think he'll be rocking the backwards hat on the sideline. That's my prediction. I don't see him going – he's been – changing it up a little bit the last couple of weeks. We've seen him with the forward facing hat, but I hope Quinn does the backwards hat because that's him. That's kind of his DNA.
You know, JP keeps telling me because I'm just so down on that staff that we've had here the last few years, especially like Bieniemy and Del Rio was phoning it in. Ron, I mean, he knew he was getting fired. He was phoning it. I'm just so disgusted by it. But JP keeps reminding me, and I have no argument, only time will tell, that Quinn's resume is fairly similar to Ron's coming in. Why is Quinn going to be better?
It is because I think from a player's perspective, they really resonate to the coaching style of Dan Quinn. He's one of them. You know, Ron, he was a player himself, but Dan has an edge to him. You know, Ron, I don't know if Ron had that edge during his time here in Washington. You watch Dan on the practice field and how he engages with the players, and he's really hands-on, especially with the defense. I think these players really appreciate and enjoy listening to his coaching style, listening to Dan in the meetings and then the huddles. I think he just has that connection, that better connection with the players. Will that pay off record-wise here in Washington? We'll see. But the big question is, again, I go back to that quarterback. It makes it a lot easier for a head coach when you find your quarterback and you have a franchise quarterback. Ron Rivera never had that guy here in Washington. I think this is the closest Washington has had to finding that guy in a long time in Jaden Daniels. So with Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn partnered together for many years, that's the big question. But for Dan to have a good opportunity with a good quarterback, that's going to make a big difference for Dan and his tenure here in Washington.
I think it's a great point. Just getting back to, do you think Jaden, well, I've kind of gone on record, put my balls on the line, going to have a star turn in week one. I don't think he's going to go out there and be some sort of mediocre bum.
You think we're going to have like a RG3 moment where, New Orleans, he's on his back and the hands pointing to the air?
We're going to see, I don't know if it'd be that great, but we're going to see moments of greatness. I agree with you. They're going to want to run the ball way more than maybe people realize. But I just think his 55 games of college experience, when Zach Ertz, for some reason, I believe the guy. When he says he's not going to be great in the future, he's already great. He's ready now. I just believe it.
And he's a component of the running game, too. Like, you talk about running more, he's going to be doing some of that running.
I just believe it.
And that's something
you're a believer.
Washington hasn't had in a quarterback. Yeah, Sam Howell had some wheels, but not a Jaden Daniels type wheels. He's got to be smart, though, guys. This is a grind. This is a marathon. You can't have your star quarterback, your rookie quarterback, going down for 6 weeks with a knee injury or something. So it's going to be smart. It's going to be calculated as to when, Jaden turns on those legs and gets going. But I'm with you, EB. I think the players are believers. They see it. The players know. The players know more than anybody who's a dude, who's a stud.
Right.
And everybody, to a man, has said Jaden Daniels has it. He has it. He's shown it. He's proven it. And I think it's time to show it on Sunday. No more vanilla stuff. No more hiding stuff. Now they can kind of unleash that genie in the bottle. And I know this fan base is excited. It's great to see and hear and feel the pulse of this fan base again. And I can't wait for this ride. I'm encouraged. And it all comes down to the quarterback. I know it's a lot of pressure on this young man, a rookie quarterback, but that's what he signed up for. And he could have the town, the city, the franchise in the palm of his hand if he becomes what many believe that he's going to be a superstar.
Oh, if he goes out there and throws for, a touchdown or two, runs for 75 yards.
It's going to be a rocket ship.
And they beat Tampa. Oh, the place is going to be crazy. Are you going to the game?
No, I'm not. So, obviously, as you know, budget stuff. We kind of pick our spots. We'll go to all the close games, the Eagles, the Giants, the Baltimores. Unfortunately, sometimes you got to look at the budget.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it.
How it works.
Yep.
All right, Scott.
Yep.
All right, Scott.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Don't forget
it.
Your homework that Jason gave you.
Yeah, walk up.
I got you, boys. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the football.
All right, too, man.
All right,
thank
Scott
you,
Abraham, ABC7. Just to clarify, to rein your play a little bit, Zach Ertz didn't say he's already great.
Yeah, he
said Jaden is good now.
Right. But he said he's not going to be good in the
future. Yes, he said he says a lot of times you talk about rookies like this guy is going to be good. Jaden is good now.
Right. I know. I was getting a little just caught up in my moment, but that's okay.
But maybe it's going to be great.
Yeah, but you know what?
We hope so.
If he throws for two and runs for one, we'll be calling him great.
Let me say this, Jason.
I'll tell you that.
While you say this town will be on fire, this guy right here is not going to be surprised. No. If we win this game in Tampa,
I will not be surprised.
Mm-hmm. If Jaden plays great, there will be no surprise.
Yeah, but you'll be on fire.
Oh, I'll be Porky Piggy. Yeah. If he plays badly, like catastrophically bad, like kind of the way Hal played down the stretch,
you'll be surprised.
I'll be surprised.
I don't think that's in his range of outcomes.
I mean, it'll happen sometime.
Him to face plant and just be terrible.
I don't think he's gonna face plant.
I'll speak for myself. I'm not really surprised by any outcome. I mean, he's the number two pick. He's supposed to be really good. He may be really good, but he might struggle out of the gates.
The league isn't that easy, even for number two picks at that position.
It's a hard position. I just think
he's going to look like a rookie at times. Now, for four quarters, will he look like a rookie? I don't know. Probably not. But at times,
he's
going to look.
He's not going to be mistake-proof.
He's not going to be awful. He's not going to go 6 for 22.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, go through some of the top matchups this weekend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Anywhere. Coming up at 9:45, give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One Arena. That's coming up later this month, September 28th. I hadn't checked the poll since we first posted it in the first couple of minutes, and it was pretty close, and it's actually gotten closer. 54% right now believe Washington wins in week one against 50-50. Tampa.
It's what I call
50-50. On the road. Let's go to the phones before we get to the Junkies Blitz.
A listener sent this to me about 45 minutes ago at Bravo Johnny DC. Baker 13-26-1 against the spread in his career as a favorite.
I like that. It's a good trend.
I love that for my pick of the Commanders to pull the upset.
Valdez just attacked me after the segment.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely unfair. And he said, you got to hype up Jaden Moore. You're not hyping.
I mean,
are you kidding? I say he's going to have a star turn. I'm predicting a W. I don't know what else I can say.
I want more. The rocket ship's getting ready to take off.
I agree.
We're getting ready to go to the moon.
I don't know if he'll have as iconic a debut as RG3 did in New Orleans, but I think it's going to be pretty good.
I think
it's going to be pretty memorable.
I think he's going to play very well.
Like this is the start of your Jaden era,
yeah,
of your 10 years that you
it'll
have quarterback
happen. He jocked Heinicke. He jocked Wentz. He jocked Howell.
No, I told him I like Heinicke's a gamer. I called him a JV quarterback.
You also said he could go through the five progressions.
Well,
and all
I didn't
that.
Say that. His college coach said that.
He bought that from the college.
His college coach said that.
It's fine.
I didn't mean to. Yeah. But listen,
but Jaden's the number two pick. He should be.
Yeah, but Zach Wilson was two. Whatever. He's different.
The bandwagon's leaving.
Yeah. I'm on.
Are you on or are you on or off?
Are you on?
I'm on.
I'm driving
this guy
the thing.
Is on.
All right, let me throw out another stat to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's hear it. Are you gonna throw water on our parade over here?
Hold on.
Go ahead. Rookie quarterback.
Rookie quarterbacks in NFL career.
Mm-hmm.
Have a 16-35-1 record in openers, including an 0-7-1 mark the past 5 years. The last rookie quarterback to win a Week One start was Sam Darnold 6 years ago.
Right, he sucks.
Hey, but this ain't no.
So you know, just
don't you guys remember the RG3 Saints game?
I remember it like it was
sitting on his bottom,
yesterday.
Pointing up at the ceiling.
No one doesn't
Griffining.
Remember it.
Of course, I remember it.
The excitement of that.
I remember
hitting
Pierre Garçon with a long pass over the middle.
You
just took it to the house.
You're upset that I said I'm not going to be surprised. I'm going to be excited. I told you I'll Porky Pig. I'll pull my pants off. I'm telling you, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm expecting
greatness.
Yes.
Hold on, are you Porky Pigging for just a win, or it has to be Jaden Daniels is borderline spectacular?
It's kind of you'll know it when you see it. I think a win. I think basically a win because they ain't gonna win if Jaden plays poorly.
Right.
I mean, you know. I mean, it's kind of Parson. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless
the defense somehow just is completely rejuvenated.
Well, I do think the defense is gonna get burned at times.
Yeah.
But I do think they're gonna make some plays.
What if he plays like Mahomes did last night? He was good, not great. He had a pick. He didn't run really.
I think
for
he's a little bit more careful than Mahomes. How about that?
I do like
that. Doesn't
I do.
Mean
now
that
the
he's better.
Is growing.
I don't think he's better than Mahomes. I think he's a little more careful than Mahomes. Mahomes is out there winging it because he's a big silly. You know.
What do you think Mahomes' career high in interceptions is?
In a season,
I've never cared less.
15?
11.
It was 14 last season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably the worst
winging it. He doesn't throw that many picks.
No, because he's a superstar.
Hey, your savior's here. Your savior is here.
The Messiah.
Sunday.
I've said that. You think I'm not hyped? I'm hyped.
I can tell you are.
I'm predicting a effing W. I think we're going to beat the boring, overrated
loser franchise.
Yes. Who got stole a Super Bowl when Tom Brady blessed him.
I want maximum swag level EB. That's what I want.
I am.
And you say they only have one Lombardi because the Brady one doesn't count.
Brady one doesn't count. Now, that's different than when Manning won one because in Denver, they won despite Peyton. Okay. Brady carried them, in my opinion.
Still counts. Yeah, still count the Lombardi. Still there in Tampa.
They just luck boxed it.
They may have, but they were savvy enough to land Tom Brady.
I mean,
it worked out.
Yeah, I guess.
All
right, let's go to Will. But I'm not going to be surprised.
Will has a prediction.
By the way, we would have taken more calls, but Will's the only guy.
Yeah, no one cared.
You guys are so lazy. You're so spoiled. I'm talking to you, people that are listening to this right now. You're so spoiled by our greatness that you're not calling.
Yeah, on a football Friday, no less.
And you know,
for the opener.
We're trying to get hyped.
That's partly put that on you.
You're not hyping them up enough.
You're not leading the band enough.
No.
It's just because they got nothing
the
to say.
Listeners with my greatness, and they just like to be entertained.
are they taking us for granted right now? Is that what's happening?
They take us for granted, and they think they don't have to contribute. So then we don't do any calls. Then we play girl singers. go to Will Stafford. Will, what's up?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
The floor is yours,
yeah,
sir.
At least you're not lazy, Will. You actually picked up the phone and you called.
Hey, man, hey, I'm on 95 headed to Charlotte. We're going to the Tennessee NC State game. My wife's a Tennessee alum. And I real quick, I just want to talk to Jason because him and I communicated a couple years back when his daughter was looking at schools about her going to Tennessee.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask Jason if she has any regrets about not going to Knoxville.
I thought you were going to have a prediction on the game. Nobody cares about your dumb daughter.
She doesn't.
He's asking about Jason's daughter.
No, she doesn't have a regret, and I certainly don't have a regret because – I would have paid out-of-state tuition, and I would have got killed.
And you would have to drive farther to go see her.
I would have to drive like 6 hours to go
Knoxville.
See her.
Where's your football prediction?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Big fart. Big fart happy. Right there.
I'm sorry, boys. I'm happy to see effort, body language, just speed. I think it'll be leaps and bounds compared to what it was last year. I do think Tampa Bay wins in a close one, but I think it's going to be a good season. I ended up getting season tickets again this year.
What was wrong with that? I mean, you asked for his prediction.
Prediction sucked.
Only because Tampa.
His only prediction is NC State's going to get waxed by Tennessee this weekend. He doesn't have a real prediction for the Commanders game.
All right, let me go. Mo, I feel like Mo, he might not admit it, but he's a fellow homer. I think Mo's a fellow homer.
Of course
homer,
he's a fellow.
Right?
Admit it. He's definitely a homer.
Come on, of course. He's right there with you.
He's the best homer ever.
All right, let me go to Mo.
He's marching right there with you, side by side.
Homer more. All right. Your face is up there,
Mo.
And so is Mo's.
Mo, you're with me, right, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm with you, EB. We're going to win this weekend. I think it's going to be a tight one. And here, I'm going to go ahead and jump out there. How about Emmanuel Forbes makes a game-saving play for us to win a tight one?
I kind of called that yesterday. I kind of called that yesterday.
He's going to make a game-saving play.
And in my bold prediction.
Okay.
You called
Forbes,
six picks.
Yeah, but it hasn't happened. You're backpatting for something.
But it doesn't happen yet.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
You're so
if he has a pick in the end zone.
He's pre-complimenting himself.
That's like me backpatting. I told you Caleb Williams had 35 touchdowns.
I'm just saying.
One more thing, guys.
Mo kind of stole that from me.
Get on the bandwagon now. Dan Quinn, coach of the year, 30-1. It started off at 40-1.
Bold prediction.
He may just pass you in homerism.
Hey, Mo, I got a quick question for you.
30-1. That's a nice
Here comes
the right
golf question.
No, no, that's not a golf question. It is a TV question, though. In my basement with my silly Sony 85 that you hung for me?
Yes, sir.
Is it falling apart?
It has an amazing voice remote, and I could talk to it, and I could say, go to whatever, my Roku. It'll go to my Roku. My snub Samsung TV upstairs doesn't have voice remote. Can you make that? I need one remote I could talk into so I don't have to look for stuff, change inputs. The TV does it itself. You
First
know what I'm saying?
World problems.
Yes. We can program a remote for you, sir.
No, I need one. Do I talk into it? I don't want to press. I don't
His
want to
answer
memorize
is yes.
stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
He's
just make
you.
It just All like right. my Sony.
Yeah. And how do I fix my putting?
Yeah. He's going
to
give you a burgundy and gold
brothers,
remote.
I'll talk to you Monday.
All right. Thank you, Mo. Thank you. I'm serious. I need help. All right. Let's go to Jim in Tysons. Jim, what's up?
Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Love your program.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
I'm going to call it an ugly game, even though this is 17-14. We're going to squeak a win. It's not going to be the folks who are totally on – Daniels, three touch. Yeah, somebody on there said one touch to run, running, two passing. It's going to be Robinson with a 1 yard run. We're going to get another good drive where we get a touchdown, and then there's going to be a field goal.
So you think they're going to play boring 1979 era football?
It's going to be a defensive game, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but I mean, I think also, I just think on Daniels, he's a rookie. You guys, 0-7-1. I mean, let's just look at the numbers.
Yeah, but here,
you know,
he played 55 games. In college. He's not an ordinary rookie.
Okay, one last thing. Offensive line and receivers. I don't know if we need to say anything more than that.
What's wrong with the what? I mean, you don't think he gets rid of the ball quickly.
You don't love Tyler Biadasz?
I think we can ameliorate some of those issues. I don't know if that's the right word, but I think we can mitigate some of those issues.
Well, I think it's going to happen down the road, but I mean, in the opener, I will be so happy.
Right. And you know what
if
else?
If
offensive line breaks down, Jaden's going to do a lot of this. Streaking down the field to pick up first down.
Yeah, you saw Lamar last night.
Right.
Line sucks. Just go run for 130.
Right.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for that. It was this close to smashing.
Thanks for saying it's going to be a 9-3 slugfest from the 1960s.
Yeah, you won't
so
be happy.
So Tampa scored in the playoffs, but if you remember the last game of the season, the regular season, they played at Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I think they needed to win to make the playoffs.
9-0
nubs.
Right. That's scary, gross. Mike Evans. Was he healthy? I don't even know. Was he healthy?
In that game, I'd have to go back.
Did he play?
Hey, if I offered you.
I think he did have some injuries last year, but I'm not sure about that
game. If I offered you right now. The Commanders beat the Bucks, but the score is 9-3.
Would you take it?
Of course you take it.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Even I'd hold my nose, but I would take it.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely
because that's
take
a gross game
100%.
To watch.
Believe me, I want to win more than I want Jaden to have some sort of star turn. I think they're gonna
I think it's gonna combo both. I want him to have the star turn and to get the dub.
If they have the Carolina Panthers,
I need a teaser for this one.
EB, if they had the Carolina Panthers game plan. They would hold Mike Evans to 3 catches and 22 yards.
That's
all he had against Carolina in that last
game.
They
must have been slow playing.
Here's your teaser.
He'll do better than that.
Take the total down, bump it up, and add points to the Commanders.
Mm. Right. I think that's a huge
Commanders are getting, 9.5?
I'm guaranteed.
And then you're going over
37?
Yeah. I think that's a big winner.
All right, we'll come back with more.
800-636-1717. That's 40 total points. It's not that far off from what you guys
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Be right back. We told you we're going to give away some tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One Arena right now. Caller number 10. We'll hook you up with 2 tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco. It Ain't Right Tour, Saturday, September 28th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. All right, let's go around the NFL, and I'll give you the top 5 matchups in the league as I see it. And I'll start with tonight's game, because you got to go to tonight's game. It's a big game. Packers are one of those teams, sexy teams, a lot of people picking them to be the representative in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. A lot of people also picking the Eagles. We'll see if the Eagles can turn around their late season swoon last year. Packers, of course, got 2 interceptions from Jordan Love in that playoff game, which turned things. But before that, he was basically the best quarterback in football the second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's the reason the Packers extended him. They love what they saw. They
have he's their future.
Their young signal caller. You reward that guy, and you hope he's your guy for the next 7 to 10 years.
And you hope he doesn't make those type of mistakes if they get to the postseason again.
Right.
This will be interesting, this game, just because it's in Brazil. It's the first game ever played there. We talked about it. Green Bay's got like a 3-hour trip from the bus ride from their hotel. Philadelphia's staying a little bit closer. But, you know, Philadelphia's got a different look because they got Saquon Barkley.
And Jahan Dotson.
Did their travel booker not check how close their hotel was
to
the stadium?
Maybe not.
I mean, what's going on there?
Maybe not.
I want to see what the Philly offense looks like with Kellen Moore calling the plays. And I'm intrigued to see how Saquon Barkley fits in running behind the best offensive line he's ever had in his NFL career.
Moving over to the Sunday slate of games, 1 o'clock. I think the most intriguing matchup is probably the Texans-Colts game.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we need for our touchdown parlay, we need an Anthony Richardson touchdown.
A rushing touchdown, yep. We need that.
But C.J. Stroud, unbelievable rookie season. They add Stephon Diggs to that offense. But that was a division that came down to the last game. Colts could have been in the playoffs. Texans could have been on the outside looking in. So now the Colts get Richardson in his second season. A lot of people are high on him, particularly in the fantasy world. We'll see how he does passing-wise.
Houston lays 3 in this game. Pretty high total, too, 48.5.
Yeah.
One of the higher totals on the board for the week.
It kind of goes under the radar that Joe Mixon signed with the Texans. A lot of pub went to Stephon Diggs showing up there, but they've got a pretty capable running back now in Mixon who should have a lot of scoring opportunities in a high-powered offense. So see how he gets assimilated.
And
there.
Does Stroud continue ascending as a really good quarterback? He's obviously had a great year last year for a rookie, leading them to the playoffs. So let's just see how that works out. He's got a bunch of guys to throw to.
Yep.
425 kick. You've got
the Commanders, of course, but you also have Cowboys, Browns. Dak Prescott still hasn't signed his extension. Be playing for a new deal. And the Browns, to me, are interesting because you just don't know what to expect from Deshaun Watson.
You know what?
And Chubb sidelined, obviously misses the first four games, recovering from the knee injury. Jerome Ford takes over as the lead back there. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Do you know what I heard driving in? I could be wrong, but I think this is right. Do you know who threw the most touchdowns last year?
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, 36, I believe.
Second place in MVP.
And people act like he's butt. It's just kind of weird to me.
Weird.
I don't love the guy, but I think he's pretty darn good.
He gets knocked
for double check, but I think he was second place in MVP.
Lack of playoff success.
He gets knocked for.
Weapons outside of obviously CeeDee Lamb. Love him, and I like Jake Ferguson at tight end. That's a guy he leaned on. After that, it's Brandon Cooks, Jalen Torbert. It's kind of a mixed bag. It's kind of like the number two wideout spot here in Washington.
I'm kind of surprised. I mean, they obviously lost Pollard, but I'm surprised they went back to Ezekiel Elliott.
I think he's going to have like a goal line hammer type of role. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be the lead back. I think Rico Dowdle, who's younger, has more burst, will see more first and second down work.
Maybe. I just think that you might be right.
I think it's going to be a mess.
I'm just surprised. I think the running game could be an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football, you've got the Rams against the Lions. Lions, another one of those teams that everybody's picking to go to the Super Bowl.
Matt Stafford, homecoming revenge game. Kind of like it.
That is true.
Highest total, I think, on the board, 50.5 or 51.
I got 52.5 here.
Okay, so it's going up.
Maybe it's going up, yeah.
The Rams actually played better than most people expected last season, and they had a lot of injuries to, Cooper Kupp wasn't there for 17 games.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope Cooper Kupp is, because Cakesy drafted him in one of my leagues.
Cakes Peters right here.
I need him to have a big year.
And last game would be the Monday Night Football matchup. Yep. Probably the best glamour matchup of the weekend. It is Aaron Rodgers, his return with the Jets, against your 49ers, who get Trent Williams back, who get Brandon Ayuk. All the holdouts are there.
Yep, and C-Mac was out for the preseason because of that calf. They say he's legit, so let's see how he plays. But all eyes are on Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers going back to the Bay, revenge homecoming game for him.
That is true.
I do love those angles.
He was pissed at the Niners.
Dave Richard told me to just cut him from my team. Boom. Bye-bye, Aaron Rodgers.
If you're in a 10-team league, there are plenty of quarterbacks. You don't need to hang on to 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers.
Big,
told me
big
to pick up Bucky
game.
Irving, yeah. EB.
Big game this
big
weekend.
Big one. Big one.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next. Everybody have a great weekend. We're the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.